It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor. It's Phone Fun Friday here on Mostly Motorsports. It's just not me. We got Kirk Elliott hanging out with us, Austin O'Neill, producer extraordinaire, hanging out with us. And it's a cold, cold day in Kansas City. And let's just jump right into it. You know, the World of Outlaws are racing at US 36 Raceway here just north of Kansas City, about 45 minutes north of Kansas City today. And we're getting kind of mixed messages, I think, aren't we, Austin, so far? About an hour ago, they said the races were still on, right? But we've just received some new information that they are trying to make up their mind what they're going to do. What have you heard, Austin?
So I've heard a couple different things. I heard at about 11:30 our time, which was about 30 minutes ago, that from US 36 Raceway's Facebook page that the races were still on. Mm-hmm. Now, about 10 minutes ago, I received a text message from a fellow racer that's going to be there tonight that's in a group chat with Carrollton Ramers, who is an official from the World of Outlaws, saying at 10 o'clock our time that the races were still on. Fast forward to 11:30 our time when I saw the post about US 36 announced that they're still on.
Right.
The World of Outlaws were kind of retracting their statement and trying to decide on what they were going to do for tonight's races, as there was impending snow, sleet, and rain at the track at that time.
Right.
So I still haven't heard any updates on their decision from the World of Outlaws.
Listen, Kirk, how cold was it when you came in? Was it cold?
It was 37 degrees on my car thermometer.
When you pulled into the driveway?
When I pulled into the driveway, and it was a little bit spitting sleet or rain or whatever it was. Wasn't coming down heavy at all, just kind of drizzling, and did that way all the way from where I live in Independence up here this morning.
This brings up a pretty big topic, really, to be honest with you. When is it time to say no racing? Well, when do you pull the plug on a race? And the phone lines are open, folks. So today is all about the phone and us communicating amongst each other. This is a day where we all hang out with each other. We don't have guests. This is just about us interacting with you. So the phone lines are open, 816-833-8553. The topic of the day today is, when is it too cold to have a race, even if it's the World of Outlaws? What is the temperature, Kirk, that you think is too cold?
32 degrees as a low. Freezing temperatures. Anything below that, I think, is too cold.
Oh, my God. That's way too cold for me. Austin, how about you? What do you think?
I think the lowest temperature, so let's say around race time. So I think, we'll say feature time at 10 o'clock, it should be no colder than 48 degrees, 45 degrees.
Mm. Well, I don't.
You just got to think about it in a couple different ways.
Well, you've got to think about what the temperature is going to be at 9 o'clock at night.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, you got to look at it like that, and you got to look at your equipment and your car, too. Your rear ends get hot. They cool off and they get cold. That magnesium expands and shrinks, and you don't want that to happen too many times. And if it gets too cold, it can fracture and crack.
Right.
So now you're having rear end issues. You could have issues with your engine getting cold, with it being an aluminum block and trying to keep heat in it. You know, there's just a lot of different factors. You got water in the radiator. You just got a lot of different factors in there that, you know, kind of plague the coldness.
John Helms said 50 degrees, Kurt.
Yeah. You know, Austin,
32 degrees is way too cold.
Austin brought up some great points, so I'm going to defer to what he said. I mean, you bring up some great points. You're a car owner. You know what is involved here with the parts and pieces here, so I'm going to defer to you, Austin.
The good lubricants point. Just don't do their job when it's that cold, right?
No.
Right. So I think, as much as I hate to say this for John Bowler, because John Bowler needs to make some money, and we love John Bowler. He's a great promoter. He's done a great job with US 36 Raceway up in Osborne, Missouri. You got to pull the plug today. I think that
you got to do it soon. You can't be like the Outlaws last week in at Lawton and call it as the teams are rolling in and unloading an hour before the race starts.
You don't want the teams, as you said, you don't want them to start unloading right now and trying to prepare. I think what they need to do is just give it a call right now. let the guys head on down to Lake Ozark Speedway, get down to the lake, start working on their stuff for now. It's probably a little warmer at the lake. Let's see what the temperature is down at Eldon, Missouri today.
Tomorrow's going to be a whole lot
forecast
better.
Forecast for Eldon, Missouri today. Let's just see what the temperature is.
It's 38 right now.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. It's not much better down there.
But the temperature's
high. Let me finish, Kurt. Don't run over. Don't feed me a wheel. All right. A high of 44 today at the lake. Not much better down there. And not only that, they're calling for a 60% chance of rain at 1 o'clock, and then it goes to 40 at 2, 20%, and then it just kind of fades off after that. It gets down to 10% at 6 o'clock. But too cold to be raced down at the lake today as well.
Well, they were going to race down there tomorrow, wasn't it? That's a whole different forecast,
but
for tomorrow.
We were just talking about, I don't know if you were listening, but I was just saying that the teams could head down to the lake right now if they called the races and get down there, and they could work on their cars down there. But it's a little too cold to even work on cars down there at the lake right now.
It is. I mean, you can't. I hate working anywhere under like 50 degrees.
Yeah.
It's just, if it's not, I don't want to say I'm a fair weather racer, because I'll race whenever I can unless it's like this and it's too cold. But, I mean, there's a point where you draw the line, and it's just too cold.
The forecast is going to be a whole lot better at Lake Ozark Speedway tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah,
so
it'll be a lot
better. There's not an issue about tomorrow at Lake Ozark Speedway.
Right.
But, I trust the World of Outlaws is going to make a good decision. They're a professional racing organization, and they're going to make the right decision.
Sure, so they will.
We'll wait and see what happens.
Steve Wright said 32, way too cold. He's got exclamation point behind that. Angie Doak, one of my favorite people. She says 38 is the low temperature. Steve Wright said it was 3 hours before they were supposed to have heat in the motors at Lawton when they called it. Nina Jennington says 61 tomorrow and low of 28 tomorrow night. Nina, that's pretty cold, though. I mean, 28 tomorrow night, that's going to be cold. But you know what? Hopefully the heat will stay around a little bit longer and the temperatures will stay up. Listen, like you said many times, Kirk, the World of Outlaws are very good at pushing their show through. And they were going to start hot laps at 6 o'clock tonight, right?
Right. The drivers meeting at 5, hot laps at 6. And, World of Outlaws do a pretty good job of running through their program. We weren't going to be sitting there till midnight tonight. That wasn't going to happen. They were going to hustle that show on through and get it over with at, I would say, 8, 9 o'clock would be out of there. But
it's a little too cold for my old butt to get out there, to be honest with you. The older I get, the colder I get. You're not like that, though, are you, Kurt?
I just put on the heavy coat.
You don't get cold, even if you're wearing a lot of... I can get cold.
Well, you got to think about it. Kirk's from Iowa. It's a lot colder in Iowa than it is here.
He hadn't lived in Iowa in 35 years.
Yeah, but he's still from there.
Put the heavy coat and the stocking cap on and go to it.
Yeah.
I think the Outlaws were planning on moving ahead with this thing if it wasn't sleeting and spitting rain and stuff like that. That seems to be like the determining factor more than the temperatures.
Caleb says, as a spectator, I don't really care about the weather. I've sat in 10-degree weather and snow at a football game. It's not football, though. This isn't football. This is racing. And again, I think and I'm worried for the equipment. I'm with Austin all the way. I think it's a little hard on the equipment to race in this kind of weather. And if it was my call, I would call the race right now. What would you do, Austin?
I would have called it yesterday. I wouldn't have waited till now because
I wouldn't have waited today. I would have let the guys just travel on down.
Yeah,
to the lake.
I was passing T-shirt trailers driving into the studio today.
Who'd you pass?
I'm not sure. I couldn't see in the RV, but it was big T-shirt trailers. So I mean, it doesn't make sense to make them haul all the way up there to get their stuff set up just to call it to drive back past here to the lake.
I'm with you, Caleb. I read what you said. You said you worried about the equipment as well. I got you.
Here's the other thing. It got rained out last year. They weren't able to race an event at US 36 last year, so that'd be 2 years in a row we weren't able to get it in. If they don't get it in tonight, when do you reschedule it? So I can see them
going. You probably don't reschedule it.
I am sympathetic to them trying to get this event every way possible, get it in. I can understand that.
But listen, there's a point to where you've got to realize that the fans are not going to show up. And the temperatures that we have today here in the Midwest, in Kansas City and around the Kansas City area, it's too cold. The only people that are really going to make any money tonight is Dirt Vision.
Mm-hmm. I know.
If they run that race tonight, Dirt Vision is going to be packed. Right?
Yeah. Well, it's a bummer because that was going to be a tremendous show tonight. Right. Hopefully they can still get it in. But it's a great racetrack, and the fan turnout would have been huge. It would have been a nicer day. You know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Again, they're still planning on getting it in as of now. So we'll see what happens.
What are your odds, Austin? Do you think they'll call it?
Well, after seeing the messages between Carlton and the other drivers, you know, his statement an hour later saying that, you know, he was, you know, considering the sleet and the rain that was, you know, at the facility at that time, that could, you know, factor into the event it's being canceled. I don't know, 50-50, I guess, right now. I wish I could say it'd be heavier on getting canceled, but I don't know. I don't have enough information to back it up.
I'm going to make a prediction right now that they'll end up canceling it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
I'm just glad my equipment's not up there.
But right now, it is still on.
Yeah.
As of now, hot laps at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Steve said, yes, Dirt Vision will be loaded tonight if they do race up there. You know, and that's probably what I'll be doing, watching it on Dirt Vision. I hate to say that when World of Outlaws is only 45 minutes from my house, but I'm just not
I'll drive up there.
Well, you can go on up there, Kirk. Yeah. Freeze your ass off. I don't care. Go ahead.
You got my heavy coat in the back seat of the car right now.
You'll still be cold.
Stocking cap.
You'll be cold.
We're ready to go.
I guarantee it.
I think
they just made the call, didn't they?
Let me look at Facebook.
Caleb Harvey just said World of Outlaws just canceled.
They did?
Let's look.
John just posted on US 36 page. Look on the US 36 page.
All right, 1 second.
Kirk, can you get to the US 36 page on Facebook? I predicted it. They were going to call it.
Yeah, it's not on the World of Outlaws yet, but we'll check the US 36 Facebook
page. What do you got there, Austin? You got anything?
Yep, just canceled.
They canceled
it. Thank God. Sorry, John, but he did the right thing.
Gosh, I hate that for John Bowler. I mean, I absolutely hate it for John. That's 2 years in a row that he hasn't been able to get this date in.
Yeah, they just posted that.
Now, 2 years in a row, we've seen this event get canceled. Rain last year,
yep.
Cold weather this year.
Yep.
At what point do you decide to try and when you re-up with the Outlaws,
do they
try and reschedule for a later date in the year? Now, don't try and schedule the Outlaws to come to town in March. Why not do it when Lakeside's in October? Why not race Lakeside like on a Friday night and go to US 36 on a Saturday night?
Here's the US 36 post from just an hour ago. It said, official word from World of Outlaw, we are racing tonight. Bundle up and let's have some fun.
Kirk.
Yes, Kirk. Snuggling is allowed. And then just now it says, World of Outlaw just canceled, US 36 Raceway.
Well, that's
apologies.
They need to do that, to be honest with you. Just not... Listen, why do you want to put the fans through that anyway? Why do you want to put the teams through that? Why do you want to take a chance of equipment getting tore up?
Well, then you look at it too. You know, it hasn't been raining. I mean, we haven't had rain in a couple of days, so the track, you know, shouldn't be too wet. But it's cold. You know, what happens when it's cold? Moisture comes back up,
right.
And it's never. You don't have any sunlight today. You don't have any. I mean, you have wind, but the wind just makes everything just cold again. So if the track gets rough, you're not really going to have a chance to try and, you know, save it. You know, just like digging a hole. I mean, it's just going to dig it deeper, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, I'm not going to criticize them for waiting until now to make the decision.
No.
I'm not.
I'm as glad I did it.
I sympathize with them making every effort to get this program in tonight. And they did. They tried their best. And World of Outlaws do a pretty good job of assessing the situation and knowing what the right decision
is.
I think they made the right call.
Are you insinuating that we said that?
No, there was the talk that we should have called it off yesterday or should have called it off earlier in the week. No, I think now's the time you make a
decision. You know what they need to do? In October, they race up at I-80 on a Friday night. And then they race at Lakeside Speedway on a Saturday night. Why not run that race, because there's not a race the next day, on October the 16th, make that the makeup date for US 36. That way you can have a three-day weekend. You run I-80, you go to Lakeside, then you go to US 36.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And then the following week, they race at Humboldt. So they're already in the area.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying earlier about now, at what point do you try and decide to move your dates around when you go to re-up with the Outlaws? This is 2 years in a row we've wiped out, you know, March races. The only race they've got in is on the TV up here, and it's from August of 2020.
I think October 16th is the perfect
date. When was the race scheduled last year that got rained out?
March 25th.
Okay.
Well, it's April now. So
First of all, too early in the year to try to run here in the Midwest. It's too early.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know what kind of weather you're going to get from now, the 1st of March to the end of April.
Now, I understand that, you know, they leased the track from John Bowler up there, and there's no real risk for him involved because he's going to sell concessions, and that's where he's going to make his money. But I think if you try to put it in the end of March or early April, it's just too soon.
Yeah, you just, it's so iffy. I mean, it's just like the King of America down at Humboldt Speedway, which is a huge event. And I've seen it years where the weather's been fantastic and they, you know, get a huge crowd and it's a huge event. But other years, the weather can be just the opposite. It can be really cold, it can snow. I mean, they've tried like heck to get the Bull Ring, the Battle of the Bull Ring, that B-Mod special at Humboldt in. Like the second weekend in March, and typically they had bad weather that time of the year. Just, you know, this part of the country, you just don't know what you're going to get from the 1st of March to the end of April.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think they made the right call, though. Listen, you don't want to force everybody to have to deal with that cold weather up there tonight.
More times than not, you get better weather in October than you do March and April.
So what about bringing them back Sunday?
You did say earlier that they were supposed to be in Humboldt that weekend as well with the sprint cars.
The following weekend,
that's a late model show.
Oh, it is.
That's the word about the late models. They go to Park City the next night.
Oh, they've got them all intertwined here. I didn't even realize that. Let me take a look back here again. August, right? So. The World of Outlaws are running at I-80, though, that weekend, right?
I-80 and Lakeside. So, I mean, you're right.
Why couldn't they run on Sunday?
I think they should.
Make it a three-day weekend.
Yeah. Where do they go the following week?
I mean, August 16th sounds like a great date for me.
October.
Oh, what'd I say? August. October. That's still a little late in the year, though. You could get some bad weather in October.
You could. Mm-hmm. But I know at Lakeside last year, it was, you know, mid-50s to low-60s, and we were all wearing hoodies and jeans, so it wasn't too bad.
I mean, it was a good night at Lakeside last fall.
Yeah. So that's where I'd put it. I'd run it October 16th. I'd run it the day after Lakeside Speedway. It's only about 45 minutes away.
Yeah, they have a couple weeks off before they go down to the World Finals in Charlotte.
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, it would be a perfect date to make that up at.
You know what I just noticed here? The different colors in the boxes determine what that is, right?
Yes, there's a way you can sort that out just to have one series, but...
Well, I'm not smart enough to do that.
Hopefully they can reschedule a date in October, come back, because we all want to see a race up at US 36 sometime this year.
Well, the good news is that it's going to be warmer tomorrow down at the lake.
Yeah. Should be good, Lake Ozark.
Yeah, because that's one of the races you don't want to cancel.
Right.
It's a race with somebody's name on it that's, you know.
Jason Johnson Classic.
Especially his,
That's a big event down there.
Pace 15,000, that's.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that my good friend Blake Hahn is going to be coming down and staying with us at the condo this weekend.
Yeah, that's going to be a big show tomorrow.
Him and his beautiful wife, who is just about ready to pop, have their first child. Sierra is going to be down there as well, so we're all going to hang out. Deidre, Blake, Sierra, and myself, we're all going to hang out together at the lake this weekend.
He won a big race last Saturday night down 81 Speedway.
I know it. We just had him on, Kirk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, good move to get past the Ryan Timms, who had the lead.
Yeah.
Good deal in that race.
You're right. I wasn't reading. I-70 canceled a week in advance for the IMCA show. Then weather was great.
Yeah, I just
I don't know why there's some underlying message going on. There's something going on out at I-70. I'm not sure about.
Yeah, we don't know the whole story.
Host a IMCA race in USRA country? There's only one new IMCA track in the region or Missouri region.
There is
US 36. Everything else is USRA.
He did say there was a couple other tracks that were IMCA. What is Central Missouri Speedway now?
It's USRA.
They're non-sanctioned now.
But they follow USRA rules.
Yeah.
They do.
Right.
Last year they were NASCAR.
Who's the other IMCA track around here? There's got to be. There's I-80s and IMCA track.
No, NASCAR.
Oh, that's right. NASCAR Weekly Racing Series.
Bethany?
Yeah, but they're not racing full-time like they were last year.
Mm.
But why would you...
I knew that they were NASCAR at I-80. I don't know what the hell I was thinking there.
But why would you make that an IMCA event? That doesn't make sense to me. Am I not the only one, right?
I kind of hear where you're coming from. There's not that many tracks around.
No.
Right?
Now, my opinion really doesn't matter on that because I'm not involved with, you know...
Well, you're
those
not
series
a promoter.
Anymore, no, and I don't race anything that's those sanctions, you know, provide. So
hopefully you'll never race an IMCA 305.
No, you wouldn't
mind running the 305 Nationals out at I-70 though.
That
right?
And Belleville,
yeah,
that's probably the only two races I'd run.
I don't want you to go to Belleville.
You don't think so?
No, I don't want you to go there. It's too fast.
Okay, Dad.
Well, I kind of look at, you know, I see Austin more than his dad does. Is that true?
Yes.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. All right, we got a phone call coming in. Well, if you want to give us a call, the phone number's down there, 816-833-8553, 816-833-8553. This is what Friday's all about, right, folks? You call in on the show. We'll throw topics out there. You chime in. You call in on the show. That's what we're doing here today. 816-833-8553. 816-833-8553. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Even if it's not motorsports, we'll talk to you about it. It doesn't matter what you want to talk about. So we'll just talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Kirk?
Well, it's always a bummer when something gets rained out, but, you know, it is what it is. Can't do anything about the weather. So, we were hoping to have some races tonight, but not to be.
Let's go to the phones. I think we've got Pat on the line. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Doing good. Just leaving Lamar's, Iowa, headed down to US 36, but now in the process of turning around. So.
Man, I hate that. But, you know, it was going to be freezing cold. I know everybody would.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see the World of Outlaws. We all love the World of Outlaws, right? But yep. Nobody wants to freeze their butt off watching them.
Totally understand.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to comment. I was at I-80 last week. Great races. Track kind of took rubber towards the end. But I tell you what, just talking with a lot of people, boy, I tell you what, everybody's really kind of down that the place could potentially be leaving. And yeah. It is such a great facility. The Kaziskis do such a great job.
Yep.
It's heartbreaking, you know.
I know, but you know that we're hearing rumblings that there is a possibility that maybe that track might stay open. Have you heard any of that?
I didn't hear nothing. I probably talked to 8 or 9 people down there that, you know, a few of them are in the know. I would say, and they don't, you know, they
don't think it's going to happen.
Well, they just made the comments, you know, boy, it'd be nice, but. Who knows, you know, and I think we're all hoping for the best, but, you know, it's almost time to expect the worst.
You know the one thing about it, Pat, you know, Joe and his brother, they're getting up there in the years, man, and they want to enjoy life a little bit, you know, and I don't blame them for doing that. You know, when you dedicate your life to motorsports like Kirk and I have and like the Kaziski brothers have, you know, there comes a point to when you got to pump the brakes a little bit and you start have to enjoy life a little bit. It's kind of like me getting off the Lucas Oil ASCS National Tour after 13 years of traveling with them. You know, I thought I was going to miss it a lot more than I do. Right now, to be honest with you, I don't miss traveling going up and down the road every week.
Yep. Yeah, I can see it. I believe you big time, Scott. I really do. I mean, $5 gas doesn't help, but
no way.
But
yeah,
But, you know, I just think the Kaziskis have done such a tremendous job. They're the tip of the hat to those fellas. They have ran a first-class operation from the minute they got their hands on it.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
I think we're lucky. I think we're all better as race fans that we've seen such a great facility. And who knows? Let's pray to God that something good happens.
Well, let's just keep our fingers crossed that something happens positive, and maybe we can keep that track open another year or two.
Hey, tell us about that sprint car race up there last week. Terry McCarl won?
Yeah, Terry won. Jason Martin was gone. He was going to probably win it, and he got into some lap traffic and kind of got forced up into the wall, I think, is what I didn't see what actually happened to him, but the guy standing next to me, that's what he said he saw. But then Terry, of course, once he was up front after that, it was all over. And I will say this, after the race, Terry had more tires than just about everybody else. His experience shone through. You know, he was saving tires, and we did lose two guys in the top five that lost tires on the last lap. So,
right.
But it was great to see Terry win. Great way for him to start the season off around here, and I think Terry's going to have a good year. I really do.
Yeah. Hey, when does Terry start winding down his career?
I don't know. I tell you what, when you watch him race like what he did last week, I think he's got quite a few races left in him yet.
Yeah.
So he just Father Time is undefeated, but Terry McCarl might be the guy. Him and Sammy Swindell might be the two guys that are showing Father Time. We don't need you yet. So,
when do you think that it's time to pay attention to what your sons are doing and try to get behind their program a little bit? I mean, if I had two sons that were out there racing, I know if I was at Terry's age, I'd probably concede my career and try to start helping them achieve their goals in their life.
Yeah, that's, you know, that'll have to be Terry and Lori's decision and all that. But I tell you what, I think Austin's going to have a monster year this year. I really do. I think he's got a great opportunity. And Carson up at Hewsett's, man, wheels the heck out of that car up there, too. I think both boys are – I think the whole family could have a really good year this year. And I'll say this, Terry is as good as anybody after the race is talking to kids.
No doubt. Yeah,
he is such a great ambassador. I've watched him over the years put kids in behind the seat. Man, their smiles are from ear to ear, and we're lucky that Terry. We look up at Sioux Falls. Terry's put a lot of people in the stands, and he's been a great asset, I think, up here. So
yeah. All right. Well, Pat, we appreciate you calling in on the show. We're sorry that you were headed down this way, and now you got to turn around and go back home. What are you going to watch tonight on – do you watch some of the other stuff that goes on streaming? What do you do? What are you going to watch tonight?
Yeah, hopefully Williams Grove is a go yet tonight. I haven't heard if they're not going or not.
I haven't heard yet.
Yeah, I guess I haven't heard. And then tomorrow night, I suppose we'll watch the Outlaws and then watch the NARC series from California after that. So
yeah,
would like to go to Lake of the Ozarks, but it's just too long a pull, and we're in the middle of calving season right now, so it's not a good idea for me to be gone 2 days. So
yeah. You're close enough to Houston, so you get up there quite a bit.
Yeah, go every week.
Cool. Oh, good, man. I wish I had that track right by my house. I'd go there every week too.
It's a gym, and I tell you what, Todd and Doug are doing a great job there, and boy, I tell you what, we can't wait for the season to start, and I tell you what, we're just so lucky to have those guys in this area taking care of us. I mean, we lost it once before. We don't want to lose it again.
So. You know, Todd Quarian's been a godsend to sprint car racing up in that area, hasn't he?
Boy, he sure has, and you know, everything looks beautiful when you pull up there. It's just beautiful, and Jackson, too, is the same way. Just great guys doing a great job for us. And yeah. I don't think we understand how good we have it here in the Midwest with the local tracks we got.
You know,
they're beautiful, pristine facilities. You know?
I've tried to tell my friend Jeff Christensen, who was our cameraman for 7 years on the Lucasoil ASCS National Tour, that he needs to move to the Midwest because you're close to everything when you live up here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I you know, the next couple of weeks, I'm just going to tell you this, I'll be at I-80 a couple more times. I'll be at Park Jefferson for their, they have a sprint car show coming up. Cusitz, Knoxville. I mean, we're lucky up here. We are really in a great area.
Yep.
And it's awesome. It's awesome. And we got great racers up here, too. It's awesome. It really, truly is.
All right, Pat. Thanks for the call. We appreciate you.
You guys take care.
All right.
Hey, Pat.
There he is. Pat joining us here on the show. Phone lines are open, 816-833-8553. Paul, we have a piece of paper here that doesn't have a name on it, and I think it's your shirt that we didn't write down the name on the piece of paper. I don't know how that happened. I have no idea how that happened. But, Paul, if you could call in on the show, confirm your address, your name, your address, and your phone number to Austin, we'll make sure that we get that shirt out to you because we've got a piece of paper here that doesn't have a name on it, and I'm pretty sure that's your T-shirt. So if you could, give us a call at 816-833-8553, 816-833-8553. More of Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Rod M Supply is involved with a variety of motorsports as well as industrial applications with many different types of products. Since 1989, Rod M Supply has provided superior products priced competitively. Whether you're racing at the circle track or drag strip, rock climbing, or going off-road, Rod M Supply has an assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products to keep your equipment moving. Rod M Supply's experienced staff is ready and willing to help you with your needs. Their promise is to continue to provide a superior product with superior service so you can stay in front of the field no matter what it is. To learn more, go to rodmsupply.com.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must-play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9-hole whole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier.
We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We want to thank those guys for being great supporters of the Racing Boys for, gosh, almost 12 years now. Gosh, it's hard to believe that we've had Lucas on board all those years, isn't it, Kurt?
They are just a fantastic company that promotes racing more than any other corporate entity there is. There has been, especially dirt racing.
I'm not sure anybody spent more money on motorsports than Forrest Lucas, for sure. All right, let's go back. Let's go back to the phones. I think this is our friend Alan Miller from down at Central Missouri Speedway calling in on the show. Alan, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, how are you guys doing today? A little bit cold out here.
Could be better.
A little chilly out there today.
Yeah.
So I was reading your post here just a minute ago. You said CMS is using PowerEye rules for the Midwest Mods, Super Stocks, or Pure Stocks and Super Stocks. I didn't even know that PowerEye had rules for those classes.
Well, and in fact, last year was the inaugural or first year that PowerEye worked in with the Super Stocks. There was a group of tracks down in this area that agreed to a set of rules with that, and PowerEye came in and sanctioned that. It was up to the drivers, basically. They could individually go for those points funds at the end of the year. And in fact, Aaron Poe out of Warrensburg was the inaugural national champion in that PowerEye Superstock division this last year.
How about that?
He ended up taking our track championship and also the PowerEye championship at the end of the season. He raced some extra races down in the southern part of the state and northern part of Arkansas. He went to a few races down there to capture that championship. So that's last year was that first year. And there was a number of tracks. I know Lake Ozarks was a part of that. Also last year, Butler, which is, of course, Electric City, I believe they're going to sanction that again with PowerEye again this year. So that gives a driver to track, you know, to work himself around in several different tracks down in this area. So that we found that to be a very successful sanction for the local drivers here that can go for some additional points funds. And then this, we did make a decision. We did use the MOCAN rules here the last couple of years with our pure stocks. And then this year we are adding, we initially called it the E-Mods, but now with PowerEye, they call it Midwest Mods. It's basically
an E-Mod.
A very similar E-Mod, yeah. It's a similar rules package, so we've decided to go with that rules package for the Midwest Mods. We'll also have, of course, our pure stocks, and we are using USRA rules for the B mods, although we are unsanctioned, but that's the rules package that we do use for the B mods this year. So that's going to be our four weekly classes. And then we're going to add a number of special guest classes this year. Again, we're going to have the national championship with the PowerEye Midwest Lightning Sprints. And we're going to have those guys several times this year on our schedule. We'll also have the SLMR late models. And his group will come down again. That will be their third annual race down here. It'll be the Seberg Muffler third annual SLMR late model rumble. That'll be on May the 14th. We're also going to have another new late model group here. This primarily in the southern part of Missouri, but the Cash Money Super Dirt Series will come in the middle of July as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and the SMVR group will also be back with us again, the Show Me Vintage Racing Series. So got a lot of special events planned for this year down at Central Missouri. We're going to try tomorrow. We'll see how the weather goes. It's been pretty wet this week. But we do have at least a car show tomorrow. That's at Pub 13. And if you guys have not been down there yet, you have to stop by sometime, maybe on one of your trips down here or past the racetrack. But a lot of great sandwiches. They just opened that up officially at the end of last year. And at the Pub 13 has some great burgers. If you like hamburgers, that's the place to go, I tell you what.
And that's right there at the racetrack, right?
Right at the racetrack. It was the old concession barn. And actually, it's a very historical building. They used to use it back in the day. And there's some of the original structure of that building still in there. They used to use that as a horse barn when they were delivering mail. That was a place where they would stop and work with the horses and stuff like that. So you can see it actually from the inside of that building. And of course, they've done a lot of renovation to it. And a lot of, you should see the wood. It's an all-wood bar and wood on the inside.
It'd be nice.
Gorgeous. In fact, most of that has come from Earl's place up in Blue Springs. So.
Oh, okay.
They actually, he found a guy up in Blue Springs to do a lot of that woodworking. So it's a gorgeous little place down there. And like I said, the food's been wonderful. They've been bringing in some music acts over the weekends, Saturday nights. They have a karaoke bar every Thursday night. So they're adding a lot of year-round events there now. So it's going to be a nice place to go and have something to eat as you go into the races. So,
well, all I know is that all I know, one thing I know about Earl, he never half-asses anything.
That is correct.
Right.
If he's going to do something, he's going to do it right.
We don't always see eye to eye, me and Earl, but I know one thing about Earl. And listen, what a lot of people don't realize is that I used to go eat lunch with Earl all the time. I'd meet up at V's, and we'd have some Italian food, and he'd have a little wine, and we'd have a great talk. But, you know, Earl's not the biggest fan of mine anymore, so that's okay. That's all right. You know, that's what happens when you're in this kind of world that we live in when you talk on talk radio. But I one thing I got to bring up, how much feedback have you got back from the guys that run AMODs down there that are not going to be able to run AMODs down there this year? What have you been hearing from that? I'm sure a lot of people are disappointed about that.
Yeah, I've seen some feedback, a few responses out on Facebook. Hey, are you guys running AMODs this year? And that kind of, hey, I'm sad to hear that you and I are not running AMODs.
Yeah.
So we are hearing some of that feedback. Purely a business decision, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
It was not an easy decision, I know.
No, because that's the home of the Mighty Modifieds. That couldn't have been easy for Earl. Of anybody to have to make that decision. That had to be as tough a decision for Earl that he's ever made down there.
It was a very difficult position. He solicited a lot of feedback from a lot of different people, throughout the year, or especially later in the year, as we talked about, gearing up towards the next season. And it was not, and he repeatedly, he said that. He said, it's just a business decision. And, you guys know, it was 1,000 to win every week. And this is true of all the modifieds in this area. I mean, it's not unique to Central Missouri Speedway. I mean,
right.
There's you've talked about that on your show quite a bit. I mean, the technology, you got late model technology and modifieds.
No doubt. It's just getting too expensive.
And the cost of shocks and engines and just the chassis alone now. I mean, it's incredible.
A lot of people have $60,000 in their modifieds. It's crazy.
And so how can a weekly guy that's working a full-time job, feeding his family and then try to go racing on the weekend? I mean,
it's tough.
You can't compete against that.
Right.
And, people that can afford it, yeah, they're going to afford it and they're going to race it. But
not everybody can do that, though.
No, no. Mm-hmm. And that's the weekly, you know, the weekly guy that struggles to get out there and get to the racetrack and enjoys having fun racing.
Right.
He wants to be competitive, but when you get into prices like that, it makes it much, much more difficult. So, I mean, a lot of the tracks have seen that.
Right.
I mean, they've seen a drop off. We've seen, I mean, that started, what was it, Valley Speedway a number of years ago, dropped the A mods.
Listen, Alan, I've been saying this for a long time. The future of the A mods is not very good, to be honest with you. I think USMTS, as much as I love watching those guys race, they're the very best of the very best. And when it comes to modified racing, I appreciate what they're doing. But the kind of money that they're paying for their events this year is just driving up the cost of modified racing. And it's going to make it to where the little guy can't afford to run an A-mod. In fact, I think the B-mods are starting to get to that point to where they're getting to be a little bit too expensive. Myself, I think.
Yeah, and that's a concern. That is a concern because you're starting to see that you're exactly right. It's the technology's now pushing up through on that side of the house as well. And I don't know. You know, I don't know where that all goes, but
right.
Alan, anyhow, we are looking forward.
I got a question from one of our listeners that's on here. And it's Caleb, and he wants to know, he says, Alan, are those rules the same that they used with the Lucas Oil Superstocks before Lucas went USRA?
Oh.
Not sure on that one?
Yeah, I am not sure on that one. Tell you what, have him go to our website. He can contact Steve Lyle. He would be better equipped to answer that question. He goes to centralmissourispeedway.net. And then go to our personnel. There should be a phone number on there for our new tech official, by the way, Steve Lyle. He's from Higginsville and been involved in racing for many years. So we're looking forward to him as our new tech official this year. But he'd be in a better position to answer that question than I would.
All right. Alan, we really appreciate you calling in on the show and give us an update what's going on down at CMS. I'm going to say it just right now. We're going to miss you at Lakeside, buddy.
Yes. I'm going to miss that as well. New management, new team.
New stuff.
New direction, and that's the way it is. I mean, that's the way it goes sometimes. But, I really was honored and really enjoyed my time up there. It was wearing down on me too. I mean, I'm
2 days a week.
Similar in age to you guys, and you know, getting home at 12:30 to 1 o'clock in the morning, and then turning around to a Saturday event here at CMS was wearing me down a little bit. But Well, it's the way it goes. That those things happen, and I wish them the best. You know, I hope John Lowry and Rodney and those guys have a good season up there.
Yeah, they're good guys.
I'm sure they'll do well up there. We'll see how things go. But like I said, we're looking forward. Like I said before, we're going to have a car show tomorrow from 12 noon to 2 o'clock at the pub there. I'm 13. We'll see how the track holds up, but we do have a test and tune session from 5 to 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and then our season opens the following weekend. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, Alan. We'll touch base with you from time to time and get some updates what's going on down at CMS, okay?
You bet. You guys take care and have a great day.
All right, you too, Alan. Alan Miller, one of the voices down there at Central Missouri Speedway.
Yeah, Central Missouri Speedway, for those of you not familiar with that track, we're here in the Kansas City area. That's a great racetrack.
About an hour away.
We've seen a lot of good races down there. One of our favorite tracks that's close by to home.
One of your favorite tracks, you said?
It is. I like going down there.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to heading down there. I'll miss those A-mods.
Have you ever raced at CMS, Austin?
No.
Never have?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. I raced back down there in 93.
Their rules never lined up with what I was involved with, so we never got to go.
I ran a late model down there in 1993, driving for George Folkert. He bought a late model from me. In fact, it was the a stock stub late model.
Oh.
Yeah, it had a Camaro front stub on it. It was a 87 Harris car that Billy Deckman had won the championship at Lakeside in I-70 in 1987. Then I converted it to a pavement car during the year of 88, and I won my first race in that car at Lakeside Speedway on pavement. I won three or four races that year, the first year. And only ran about seven, eight races that year. It was a really fast car. And it wasn't really a pavement car. It was a dirt car converted into a pavement car, but it was still pretty fast. So I had a lot of fun with that car.
Austin, you got your engine yet?
No.
No? Why do you bring that up, Kirk? That's a sore
Kick
subject
me
around
while
here.
I'm down, Kirk.
Might as well just stomp him right on his balls right there.
Well, at least we're not talking about tires.
I didn't say that, did I?
At least we're not talking about tires.
He just squished you like a grape.
He did. Kirk, you want to
That's a sore subject.
Hey, Kirk, right you want to make up for that?
Just write a check and we'll go pick up that motor for him.
There you go.
What's the holdup?
You know what?
We're just waiting.
Just stroke him a check and we'll buy him a 410.
Yeah, we're just waiting on manpower.
We don't have that kind of money. We wish we did.
No, I keep playing the lottery at Quickstrip here in Gladstone, and I don't do very good. I'm on a losing streak. That's about 4 months long.
Say that again?
I play the lottery at the Quick Trip in Gladstone when I get off the highway, and I'm on a four-month losing streak.
You've not won in 4 months?
Nope.
Why don't you
try another scratcher tickets?
Yeah.
Why don't you try another Quick Trip?
Well, I only go to one on my way down here.
Oh.
Only pass one.
Austin, that's payback for the hair comment a few shows back. What did you say?
I said something about. What did I say? Someone's going to correct me on this.
Did you cut on somebody's hair?
I think it might have been you.
What, me not having any hair?
I think that's what I did.
Well, you know what?
I don't remember.
You keep wearing that helmet, you're not going to have any hair.
I wear a head sock. I'm protected.
Oh. Is your dad losing his hair?
Yeah. That's...
So that's your future.
He's losing it because he has a disease, like an autoimmune disease.
No, I know that. He dyed his hair blonde, didn't he?
He did. He looks like Eminem. So if you see him out and around, anybody that listens that knows who he is, see him out and around, ask him when his world tour starts. So,
do you listen to Eminem?
No.
You're not an Eminem
He just
fan?
Looks like Eminem, but I don't listen to him.
Well, you know what? You can't blame your dad for doing that, though, to be honest with you. Looks better. He looks like Aaron Daniel.
Oh God!
Yeah, I didn't say that. Sorry, John. I didn't mean to say that. But Aaron always had his hair spiked up blonde. Do you remember that?
Never met. Well, I say that back. I've met him. I don't remember that back in the day.
You don't remember Jim Reeves then, his stepdad either?
No, never met that guy.
Oh man, he was a cool dude. Pretty ornery, but still a cool dude.
Aaron Daniel was a great racer in his own right.
Back in the early 90s, Aaron Daniel was one of the best asphalt modified racers around here. In fact, he drove a late model for a while, and he was pretty good in the late model as well, but he had more success in the number 5 modified. In fact, Aaron was one of the first guys to have a really cool-looking pavement modified body on his car. He was maybe the first guy to ever have one. And then that was the trend. Everybody started making their cars with windshields and back glasses and side glass in them and everything. Aaron Daniel was really one of the first guys to do
that. Is there a cooler looking race car than a pavement modified, those cars you ran back at I-70 back in the day?
I think the I-70 modifieds were the best looking modifieds in the country.
Yeah, they were sleek.
I mean, they were the best looking modifieds of anywhere in the country. Now, I'll take that back. The guys down there at New Smyrna, their modifieds are pretty cool down there as well. And the reason they're cool is the people that made the bodies that most people ran up here at I-70 Speedway, the roof, I think they were called lightning bodies, if I'm not mistaken. I may be wrong on that. But they're out of Florida. And so a lot of those guys down in Florida use those same body styles down there. So they had some pretty cool cars down there as well. But the thing about the cars down in Florida is they had more motor than the guys that raced at I-70 Speedway. We had flat top piston, stock cylinder heads with 44-12 two-barrel, 500 two-barrel carburetors on them. They didn't make much power. You know about racing two barrels, don't you, Austin? Did you ever race a two-barrel? You had a crate motor, didn't you?
Once. I had an open motor for one night, had a two-barrel on it, and blew it up.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Was it your motor?
Yes. Waited 6 months for it.
You know, I blew up a motor one time out at Lakeside Speedway where two pistons come completely out of the motor.
Out the bottom?
Out of the motor.
Oh. Well.
Just totally blew the whole bottom end out of the motor. It was a motor that I bought from Cliff Smith. It had been raced for years. It was a stock rotted motor, and I was racing it on pavement. And I bet you that thing had 4 or 5 years on it.
Jeez.
And I'll never forget that one of my pistons, you know where the pan, oil pan is? One of the pistons was laying on the top of the oil pan, where the square is on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Craziest thing ever.
I've sent a couple of connecting rods, and no, I don't, I'm going to say the wrong thing here. I'm not an engine builder. I've sent some rods to outer space. A couple micro engines. I've sent some rods through the side of the block.
Over revving them a little bit?
Just failure, I guess. I don't know.
You don't know?
I went on a streak for a while in 2016, blowing 3 or 4 of them up in a month span.
Mm.
We used to call that shucking the engine. Shucking it. You probably never heard that term, have you?
No.
He's younger than you, Kurt. Yeah. John Lee wanted to see the world of Outlaws in Extreme Non-Wing tonight, but those cold northern winds wouldn't have been good in the lungs or anyone else's lungs. And I know, John, you're still trying to recover from COVID, so that wouldn't be good on the old lungs.
Did I see, John, you started getting out a little bit?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's good.
John Lee, who was in the hospital for almost a month.
He was in there for a month.
And still recovering, and so we're thinking about you, John.
Austin, so can you give us a quick update on who's streaming tonight? Can you do that?
Yeah. One second here.
All right. Kirk, what are you going to do tonight? You going to stay home and watch some streaming online?
I'll probably watch that Xfinity race from Martinsville tonight. So we'll be watching that. Watched the trucks last night where William Byron won. And tomorrow night, the Cup Series. So
did you watch all that truck race?
I did.
You did? From start to finish?
Start to finish.
You did.
So
I didn't even know the truck race was on last night.
I didn't either until I was flipping around about 6:30, and it was right ahead of the green flag. And I said, I think I'll watch this.
Yeah.
So
if I would have known it was on last night, and I guess I should be more studious, and I would know these kind of things, but I did not know it was on last night. I thought it was on tonight.
The Xfinity race, of course, with the Cup race on Saturday, they changed everything, kind of moved back a day. So had the trucks last night, Xfinity tonight, and the Cup Series tomorrow night. So.
Yeah. Oh, John Lee said he was in there 37 days.
37. Man. John, one of the great racing photographers.
Yeah, he's
and we'll look forward to seeing him back out there. You know, his Killiney, he missed the Chili Bowl this year, and that was horrible for John not to be with us down at the Chili Bowl. So
well, he could have watched it online.
Next year, he'll be there.
Yeah, for sure. All right. What do you got there, Austin?
All right. So on Dirt Vision tonight, we have Williams Grove.
They haven't called that yet.
Not yet. I checked Facebook a while ago, and it was still on as of now.
There's rain in the forecast out there. We'll see what happens.
Danny Dietrich put a post out on Facebook this morning. It's been raining for the past 4 days in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So any Pennsylvania racetrack's looking not very well.
I think Williams Grove is pretty iffy right now.
And then on Flow Racing, we have the PDRA East Coast Nationals. That's drag racing, along with the Woostock drag racing event.
They got a lot of drag racing on Flow.
Funny Car Chaos tonight.
I like that.
Southland Champs at Riverside. I think that's a down under event. And then Weekly Racing at Ocean Speedway with sprint cars.
Do you ever watch that Ocean Speedway? That's pretty good racing.
Every once in a while I'll catch it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not bad.
They have ARMS modifieds at Sabine Speedway. I'm not sure I've heard of that.
What about Racing Dirt?
That's on Racing Dirt tonight.
What is it?
It's called the ARMS. That's the American Racer Modified Series at Sabine Raceway. I'm not sure I've
Where's
heard
that
at? Correct. I'm not
Sabine.
Sure.
Doesn't say what city it's in?
No. USL, the United Sprint League at Red Dirt Raceway tonight. That event
is that on Racing Dirt?
That's on Racing Dirt tonight. So
the USL,
United Sprint League.
Who started that? Where did that come from?
I think that's one of Terry Maddox's creations.
Non-wing sprint cars, 368 cubic inch.
Is it really?
I believe so.
They got the Brodick's heads.
Can you look it up?
I can.
Yeah. I looked at the rules on that a while ago. They got the Brodick's heads. And they have 368 cubic inch.
Kirk.
368 cubic inch maximum.
When you say Brodick's heads, do you mean the ASCS cylinder Brodick's head? Or are you just saying a Brodick's head?
I looked at the rules.
But you got to be a little more detailed than that.
I'll just read what it says.
Yeah.
If I can pull it up here. I had it up here just a while ago, then I went away from it.
I don't know why Terry would want to make another sprint car series.
I got some info in the series.
Formed
in 2018 as the Wingless Sprints of Oklahoma. The 2022 season will see new ownership of the non-wing sprint car series as Terry Maddox and Kerry Gorby have attained the series and will transform it into the United Sprint League. The USL will return to its Oklahoma Champ Sprint /305 sprint car rule package.
Wow.
Says 368
Terry,
cubic inch.
Slow down, buddy.
It says 368 cubic inch maximum displacement. It says as far as the cylinder heads, USL Brodick specified cylinder heads. Chevrolet.
Tommy, is that an ASCS cylinder
Ford,
head?
SP, Faux, and Mopar. So.
Huh. Well, all I know is I worry about Terry doing too much. You know, I like Terry a lot. And I'm just afraid that he's loading his shoulders up a little too heavy. Anybody agree with me on that?
I agree with you.
Tommy doesn't agree with me. No, those are not ASCS cylinder heads. I really like Terry a lot, right? I traveled with him for years on the road, and I really just think the world of him. But, man, there's got to be a point when you got to say enough is enough.
They run carburetors on those cars.
Mm. 305 carbureted 360s.
500 CFM Holley carb.
Tommy said, yes, too much on his plate. I'm glad that you agree with me, Tommy. You know me and Tommy, we kind of see eye to eye on things. I believe that old Blake is going to come down with Sierra and hang out with us down there at the lake tomorrow night.
Now, you said earlier Blake is going to run some 410 races this year?
He's not going to be running with the World of Outlaws. He's just going to go down and watch the race with us.
I got you.
Yeah.
But he's going to run some 410 stuff.
Yeah, he was on our show. He said that the other day. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's what he's going to do. I see Skagit Speedway is going IMCA now. You know, but IMCA is pretty big out on the West Coast.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, USRA has kind of dominated the Midwest.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you get UMP on the East Coast and IMC on the West Coast.
You know, if IMCA was at every racetrack around here, the cost of modified racing probably wouldn't be near as expensive. I don't know what the difference is between an IMCA modified and a USRA or a USMTS modified. There's got to be a little bit of difference in the cost of them.
There's a little bit. I think they're kind of limited on some of the parts they can put on there.
Yeah.
1 second.
Yep.
A couple of other races that were supposed to be this weekend. You talked about earlier in the week. The Hillbilly 100 was supposed to be at the Tyler County Speedway out in West Virginia. That's been called off.
Yep.
Lucas Oil late model event. And also the Grand Prix for the USAC National Midgets at Kokomo has been called off this weekend. That event was supposed to be tomorrow night.
All right, let's take one more phone call before we wrap up the show. Ryan's checking in with us. Hey, Ryan, what's going on, buddy?
Scotty T, Crazy Kurt, gentlemen, how you doing?
We're doing all right, buddy. How you doing?
Well, I was thinking about US 36, but not now.
Not now.
I was thinking about it.
What was it going to be too cold for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I'm already out in this stuff like hour at a time, and the last 2 days have just went, no, I've dealt with the cold enough. I was going to stay home and watch it on Dirt Vision, but yeah, they weren't going to have much of a crowd anyway. So
yeah,
good call.
You know, you hate it for John Bowler, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Like Adam said, and 2 years in a row, it's just like, all right, this once is a mistake, two is a trend. You don't make the mistake a third time. And I'm like you, if they're going to go to ID and Lakeside, they can make it a late afternoon start to make it up.
Yep.
That wouldn't be bad.
No.
I mean, it's a tough turnaround, granted, to have, you know.
October 16th should be the makeup date. That's what we've determined, right, Austin?
I go with it.
They race at I-80 on Friday. They race at Lakeside on Saturday. They're off 2 weeks after that. Go up there to US 36 and run on a Sunday.
Give them enough notice, they can, you can bring a spare engine if you need to.
Boy, that'd be an exciting weekend. Is that the last weekend before the World Finals, you say?
Yes.
So the points battles would be coming down to the wire. That'd be pretty thrilling to see those races that weekend.
And how many guys
would
want like that extra week just to get the points?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I've already determined. I've been looking at the schedule, and Scott, I was caught by the same thing you were too until I finally realized they mixed the sprints and the late models together.
Yeah, that schedule is kind of confusing when you scroll through it, you know.
Yeah, it caught me for a second. Then I was like, okay, I've got what understand what they're doing, but
yeah,
I'm going to hit a lot of World of Outlaws, and then as much as the Lucas Oil that I can. But I've already determined doing the They have one in June for the sprint cars, I think the 10th and 11th, I believe it was. And then also going to hit the Humboldt and Park City for the late models. Plus going to hit the Lucas Oil at Lucas Oil because I haven't been up there for God over 10 years and I want to see that place again.
Yeah.
I've got to hit Knoxville with the Nationals. At least going to hit, the sprint cars at Lakeside. It's just, I'm going to do some traveling and I'm going to go see some dirt flying.
How about this weekend, Ryan? You're not that far away from 81 Speedway. I figure you might try to go down there and check out that show. MLRA season.
Well, I had plans in my head on doing that tomorrow because I had some stuff going on today. And then I got notified that those plans got changed, so I won't even be able to make it to Wichita on time.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Which really, I mean, you're talking, I mean, they're not going to have, the huge field, but it's going to be a quality field.
No doubt.
Well, I'm looking at the entry list right here. I see Bobby Pierce, Daryl Lanigan is going to be
there. They're talking 40 cars are going to be there.
There's going to be some pretty good runners. Chase Youngan's going to race down there.
I don't know if there's video for that, and that was one thing I had.
No, there's no streaming for the race tonight. In fact, Caleb said something about that. No streaming for the MLR event at 81, wild in this day and age. It is crazy that nobody's streaming that.
That'll be a packed grandstand down there tomorrow night.
They should have called Racing Boys in there. We could have done it, right? Austin, we could have went out there and did that race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got the equipment, Scott. I would have taken my stuff to do it if I'd have had more advance notice.
Well, I'm just saying Racing Boys has a little bit of a reputation.
We're out of the live streaming business right now.
You put your name on it, I'll bring my equipment and we'll make it happen. How about that?
All right. Sounds good enough to me. If you want to go out and do the work and I can sit at home and watch it, that's fine with me.
I'll bet they have a huge crowd down there for that event this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Trust me, if I can run camera, do play-by-play, and keep stats for a basketball game, I think I can cover it.
Hey, I used to do that in motorsports. I would host the broadcast and run the camera on top of the trailer, didn't I, Kurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it many times. I did it at Bulls Gap. I did it US 36.
Waikini?
Waikini.
That's when you find out where your talent is.
Right. Well,
you find out how good you are and what you can do.
You do a pretty decent job of running the camera.
Yeah.
Both you guys do a pretty good job.
Nobody wants to hire me for a cameraman, though, so I don't know if it's any good or not.
I'm gonna.
Maybe they just assume you can't do it. We know you can.
Well,
we've seen it.
I can do anything.
And here old Ryan Ragland, he's
just asked my girlfriend.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go there, and I probably will stay not going there.
Right. Okay.
Probably leave that one alone.
Well, Deidre's a good girl.
But I'm going to go total off subject for a second.
All right, go ahead.
I have a beef.
With who?
And you? Well.
Me?
Now, you know I drive a tractor trailer around Kansas City. Oh, God, it's never you.
Yeah.
I just deal with you and let you go on like Kurt does.
Right.
Let Scott be Scott, and that's about it.
That's the best way to handle me.
Exactly. It's these people that decide they have to hold their phone in their hand.
Why they drive.
And no, whoa, hold on. And while they drive, but on speaker. Not through the Bluetooth on the car.
Oh, I hate that.
But
I hate
you
that.
Know what? Don't do it with your left hand, number one, because you can't signal. Number two, if you have to signal, you better have at least have your thumb wrapped around it, which isn't safe, but.
Better yet, buy a car that has hands free.
If you 99% of the cars out now have hands free, have Bluetooth or whatever, and you know what? If you don't have that, you can go buy a simple Bluetooth earpiece and do it that way.
Yep.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you,
buddy. It drives me nuts.
Let me tell you
and
something.
Then,
let me just tell you
when
something.
When they do that pulling in front of me driving a truck and I'm loaded.
You don't know if you're going to kill them or not.
Well,
could happen.
I'd rather not.
You know, I drove a truck for many, many years, semis.
Yep.
All over the country when I was in the moving business back in the day. And at least we didn't have to deal with the phones back in those days. But let me tell you something. Deidre, my girl, she feels like she's got to turn on the phone and the speaker and turn it all the way up and put it right in front of her face to talk on it. Drives me.
Link it through the Bluetooth, dear.
It drives me bananas. No, in my house. She does that.
Yeah. Okay, did you really want to hear the conversation, Scott? Did you want to hear both ends of it?
What's that?
No, did you want to hear both ends of the conversation?
Oh.
If she's putting it on speaker as loud as you can hear both ends of it.
I don't really even care about any of her friends. I really don't even like any of her friends. If you really want to know the truth, Ryan, I can't stand any of her friends.
Oh my God!
None of them. I don't like one of her friends, except for the people that live next door to me. I like them.
There you go.
But other than that, anybody that she grew up with or hung around with, I can't stand any of them.
Well, you're just laying it all out on the table today, aren't you?
I don't like any of them.
I opened up a can of worms I wasn't expecting.
I can't stand it. If she was here, I'd say it right in front of her face. I can't stand any of her friends.
Well, I'm sure she already knows.
Oh, she knows.
But we all love Deidre, though.
She knows.
Oh, God, yes.
Because I tell her all the time. Please, I don't want to hear her voice. Turn that speaker off. I don't care about any of them. They could all move away and move to another country, as far as I'm concerned, because I don't like any of them.
That's funny.
And hopefully they will move away someday, and I won't have to deal with them.
Wow.
You know, Scott, if you keep bottling up your inner emotions, you're just going to burst sometime. You need to let this out someday, okay? That's all I'm going to say about it.
That's what I do. I let it out.
Just let it out.
I don't mince my words, do I, Kurt?
No, except you don't talk politics and religion on
I'm not going to talk politics and religion, but let me tell you something. I'm not afraid to say anything.
No, you're not.
Oh, look at Tommy. He said I'm an a-hole.
I will even say this. I will even say this, and I took it in a loving manner. When I was running camera for you in the infield at 36,
yeah,
and I found out that I need stronger glasses when I'm like really close because because
your eyes are bad.
Yeah, they're getting there. Yeah, I mean, I have reading glasses, but when it's really really close, I can't. I strain to focus, and I didn't realize it until that night. And I'm battling trying to make sure the camera's focused when they come around and everything. And Heather's on there saying something to me on the headset, and just before Heather could uncue the mic, I heard you, Scott, in the back and say, "Just learn to work an effing camera."
I said that.
You said that, and I'm like, I know, Scott. I know my eyes aren't focusing. I know.
Hey, listen.
It's in the broadcast, and I took it with just a grain of salt, and I still love you as much as I did since day one.
Hey, listen.
I didn't take anything by it.
There's one thing about me that you'll never have to worry about. I'm not going to mince my words.
Nope.
Yeah, you ought to hear the things he says to me.
Me and Kirk argue more than anybody.
I have, Kirk. I've been around. I've heard it. I've heard you two going at odds.
But we're brothers.
I like feeding you a wheel.
Hey, listen. The only friends that I really like of Deidre's are the ones that live in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Of course they do.
Those are the ones that I like the most.
But at least you have someone to hang around with when you're down there.
But they're your friends,
too. You know why I like those people down there more than the people up here? Because those people down there don't take advantage of Deidre. See, the problem with her friends up here, they all take advantage of her. And that's what I can't stand. I can't stand people that take advantage of people. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I've never liked people that take advantage of people. Because you know what? Well, let me just explain this a little deeper. Because when I was young, gosh, I hate to say this, I used to beat people up all the time.
Well, there's a shocker.
And
I couldn't believe that.
And to be honest with you, I was a creep. I was a bully. And when I was in my 30s, the light came on, and I realized that I didn't want to be that person anymore. And the only way that I'll ever fight is if I have to protect myself now. Mm-hmm. I will never start a fight with anybody. I might say something to them, and they might want to swing on me. But the only way you'll ever see me get in another fight is if somebody tries to come on to me and tries to fight me.
So if Will Smith come up to you like he did Chris Rock, you would have dropped him.
Listen, if Will Smith would have slapped me like that, I would have knocked his teeth out.
I know you would.
Yes, I agree. But at the same time, if I'm Will Smith and I'm going to walk up there and someone makes it, and to me it was a bad joke against a disease or whatever, you know, I don't know the whole backdrop of it. But if I'm going to walk up on stage, I'm not going to do it with an open fit, you know, an open hand.
Listen,
make it worth it while.
Listen, if you're a fighter, you know this. That's the ultimate disrespect when somebody open hands you and slaps you like that. That's worse than getting punched because they treat you like, I don't know, they treat you with an open hand. That's the biggest form of disrespect, period, when somebody slaps you.
Yeah,
but that's what what I was thinking when Will Smith did that. I was thinking, now Scott Traylor, if he'd been up there, he would have dropped Will Smith.
There's no doubt about it.
but Scott, you get to the point where, and it's kind of the same way with me. I mean, I've always still can be a hothead once in a while, but I pick and choose where I need to be, or if it's worth it. It's like you pick and choose your battles. Is this really going to, you know, be an outcome that's going to change the world's axis or the rotation or
right,
whatever? No, if not, then I'm not going to worry about it. And I think we all get to that point where it's like, you know, that was pretty stupid. When I did that, it
right,
was pretty idiotic, and I'm not going to do it again.
Well, and that's kind of where I'm at now in my life. I don't want any part of that, right?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, when I was young, when I would go into an establishment and having a few adult beverages, I'd look around in the room and find the biggest guy in the room. And I would look at that guy for about an hour or so and think, I wonder if I could knock that guy out. That's the, swear to God, this is the honest to God truth when I say this. This is the honest to God truth. When I was young and dumb and full of cum. I was just one of those guys that would just try to find the biggest guy in the room and test my manhood. And I always did that. And every once in a while, it backfired on me, but not very often. But, you know, the one thing I can say in life now, the one thing I want to preach to everybody is that it's better to be nice than it is to be mean, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing to gain by punching people in the face. I've learned that. I've spent a lot of money on lawyers doing that. And it's just not worth it. The price is just not worth it. And
imagine where you'd be if you saved some of that attorney money.
Well, it's a miracle I never went to jail, to be honest with you. Total miracle. I don't know if people remember, but I used to fight at the racetrack. I remember one time pulling into the racetrack at Lakeside Speedway and getting in a fight before I even unloaded my car.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what words were mentioned to have that happen?
Well, you know, the guy didn't like the way I used his guy up the week before that I raced against. So
okay, bring it up the week before. Don't bring it up now.
Well, you know, whenever. It doesn't matter. I'm not scared.
Oh,
all right, Ryan. We appreciate you calling in, bud. Listen, if you change your mind, if you go down to 81, let us know and call in next week, okay?
I will do that. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
I just reminded that Toby Keith video that I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good as I ever was.
And I'm that
guy.
Did
you see that video?
I am totally that guy. I've got enough in me for one.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many. So true that. That one time at the restaurant in Indy, she said. We went to a restaurant in Indy. Gosh, Angie, so we went to this restaurant where they hard ass you. That's what the waiters do. They hard ass you, you know. And that's the theme of the restaurant. What is the name of that restaurant, Angie? I can't remember what the name of that restaurant was. Anyway, but that's what they do. They kind of talk down on you. That's the theme of the whole place, right? And so I finally, this guy, I didn't realize that was what was going on in this restaurant. And I finally looked around at everybody. I said, that's about enough of this shit. And I said, I'm not putting up with it. And I walked out and everybody laughed at me because they knew that that's what the restaurant theme was all about. And I got so freaking mad. I was spun out, man.
I went to a restaurant like that in San Antonio on the Riverwalk.
Were they down talking?
I was trying to remember the name of that place. Yeah, they insulted you when you walked in the door. Dick's or something like that. I forgot the name of it.
Is that the name of that place? Was it called Dick's? Angie?
I can't remember.
I can't remember, but she's got a bunch of laughing faces up there. But
they had that same restaurant. It's probably a chain.
Yeah.
But it was on the Riverwalk in San Antonio. That's been 25 years ago.
Well, listen, I made everybody get up and walk out. They were all mad at me. Because I think we waited an hour to get in that place. And then I flared up. That's it, she said. All right, folks, we want to thank you for tuning in to the show. It's been a great one today. Man, I love Fridays. It's always fun when me and Austin and Kirk get to sit around and shoot the bull. And we have callers call in. We'd like to do more of that. Maybe we need to do that on Mondays and Fridays, Austin. What do you think?
I'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of other people would, too.
Lining up guests is kind of tough to do sometimes. People don't understand the work that goes in trying to get guests.
No, I didn't know what I was doing when I came into this job, and it's a lot of work. I'll just tell you guys that.
Yeah. Way more than what people think, isn't it, bud?
But I still can go race on the weekend, so I can't complain.
Right. You work a few hours in the afternoon, then you go home and work on your race car. Can't be too bad.
I can't complain.
Yeah.
You're ready to go racing, right, Austin? You're ready.
Yep. Just counting down the days.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe next weekend?
The 23rd, right, is your first race?
I think we're shooting for the 23rd. Yeah. If a miracle lands, I'll be at Caney Valley Saturday night with the Sooner Region.
All right. Caleb said he'll call in on Monday with notes from 81 if you want. Sure, Caleb. Give us a ring on Monday, man. We'd really appreciate that. That'd be cool. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. I want to thank my partner, Kirk Elliott, for sitting in with us every Friday. And, of course, Austin O'Neill, talented sprint car driver, is going to go a long ways in sprint car racing. We can't thank him enough for his hard work that he puts in here on Mostly Motorsports as well. I'm Scott Traer saying thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, we will have Track Talk. Kirk and I have been doing that show for 22 years. We're going to have some replays from Chase Rodman, Brent Marks, Blake Hahn, Billy Rock, and Brian Brown. So that'll all be on tomorrow's show. There'll be highlights from this week's Mostly Motorsports. If you'd like to tune in, we'd appreciate it. Starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. You can watch it right here on our Facebook page. You can watch it on Twitter. You can watch it on YouTube. You can watch it on RacingBoys.com. And then you can go back and watch it anytime you want. The thing about Mostly Motorsports is we pull it down right after the show. So share it, would you? We would like for people to share the show. Let everybody know that we're doing it. Our numbers are going up every day, and we appreciate that as well. So spread the word around Mostly Motorsports, and it's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. For Austin, for Kirk, I'm Scott. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, on Track Talk on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.